Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We are knee-deep in the holiday season, so happy holidays, everybody. Welcome aboard, and thank you very much for joining us here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. You're in luck, because one of our regular contributors and one of our gold standard Auto World guests is going to be joining us momentarily, Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, esteemed automotive journalist and juror on the North American Car and Truck of the Year Award, which is going to be given out in Detroit at the auto show, not that far off, just a little bit down the road, a few weeks off. But we're going to be talking about all the news happening in the Motor City, around the world, and there's lots happening, so you're not going to want to miss that. Telephone-wise, here's how you can get a hold of us. Ben is at the Master Controls, and we'll take your call at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or if you prefer the digital means, which seems to be very common these days, you can email me up, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Let's go right now to the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, and welcome our great friend and contributor here on the broadcast. He's the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, esteemed automotive journalist contributing to websites and magazines and publications worldwide, contributor to NPR Radio, and also one of the nicest guys in the automotive journalism business. Paul Eisenstein, welcome back to Auto World.
I'm flattered, Bob. Thank you very much. Good to be with you. Happy holidays.
Well, let's begin by talking about an exciting story that is going to be happening at the Detroit Auto Show, the big North American International Auto Show. Ford is going to bring back a GT racer, expected to race a new vehicle at Le Mans in 2016. This is cool.
Yeah, this is very cool. Now, we've been reporting on it. They have not confirmed it, but when you bring it up, you get a big smile from most of the execs over at Ford. So at this point, I think we can safely say that some variation of the Ford GT will be making its comeback.
That's fantastic. Will this be a vehicle that will also be sold as it was during 2004, 2005, 2006, the Ford GT that was designed by Carmelo Pardo? Will it eventually make its way as a production vehicle in limited form, or is it strictly a racer?
I've heard both ways. I'm gonna hold on my answer on that, because I'm hearing various things. The hope is that they will, in fact, bring it out to the public, certainly in limited form. But I'm just expecting that that's where they're going to go.
Hallelujah. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about sales. Certainly, as we look back here at 2014, this has been quite a year for the auto manufacturers. Just a ton of new vehicles selling. And as a matter of fact, if you look at the U.S. auto industry as a whole, I can't believe just visiting the DetroitBureau.com this morning, you've got a story up that the U.S. auto industry generates a record $1.1 trillion in 2014 sales.
Yeah, I mean, Carl Sagan would be impressed. He'd have to go from billions to trillions, especially when you consider that this is growing very quickly. I don't think anybody expected 2014 to be as strong a year as it was. I think the final number is going to be around 16.4 million cars and trucks sold in the United States.
Amazing.
Well ahead of what a lot of people thought would happen. And everything is pointing to perhaps reaching a new record next year. All we need to do is have about a 4% growth, and we're right up there at all-time record levels. One of the big things that's spurring sales right now, of course, is the sudden decline in gasoline prices, mm-hmm. which I'd like to get to in a minute, if you would. But that is getting a lot of momentum going in the truck industry because people are able to pocket a lot of that cash. They're able to put it in towards down payments when you consider how much people are saving. And in general, the market is taking off. Now, the bad side is that prices have gone up. What you call average transaction prices are higher, in part because people are, car makers are raising the price, but also because people are loading up with more and more accessories than ever. So what you're paying on a typical vehicle is higher. The good side is you're getting more of a car. Plus, interest rates are low. So in many cases, even though you may be paying $1,000 more for that vehicle than you would have when you bought it 3 years ago, you may actually be seeing very little increase in your monthly payment.
Yeah, that's quite an interesting story, and again, just remarkable sales numbers. As we look at new car sales for December, traditionally this is always a good month to buy a vehicle, as many local dealerships as well as national OEM brands are looking to set benchmarks, sales number records, or it tends to be a good time, a lot of incentives, a lot of advertising, and I understand traffic in the showrooms in December has been quite heavy.
Yeah, it has been very, very strong, and the year appears to be ready to go out with a bang. A lot of manufacturers are looking to set all-time records. Honda just told us the other day, in fact, I'll have a story up on Monday. I had talked with John Mandel, who is the top U.S. Executive for Honda, and they expect to end the year with an all-time record. I think Audi is at a record. Looks like Mercedes and a number of the other Europeans will be at a record. A fair number of the Japanese should be at the record. I'm trying to think if any of the Detroit makers will be, because even though their market share is down, the market has grown so much, they may also be at or near records.
Yeah, it's very very exciting times, and certainly I would imagine on the luxury side of the fence, the fact that leasing has kind of come around, and more folks are opting for the lease side, which is quite common in the luxury segment. That's certainly pumping up those Mercedes sales and some of the other luxury brands.
Oh yeah, the luxury brands are just soaring out the door. What's interesting, though, we did a story just recently, and if you're looking at products over $50,000, here's the real funny thing. It's not Mercedes or Jaguar or Lamborghini or Ferrari that dominate the sales charts. When you're talking about raw sales, the biggest numbers when it comes to 50,000-plus vehicles, would you believe it's pickups and SUVs?
Wow. Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, certainly we've seen on the domestic side, I've had a couple of vehicles in recent months that have been up there in price. The GMC Denali that was $60,000-some-odd. I had a Suburban that was $70,000-some-odd, an Escalade pushing $100,000. And certainly when you look at the pickups, you can load them up now with so many incredible luxury features. These vehicles are a country mile from what folks would consider as a pickup truck 20 years ago. I mean, some of these crew cab and special edition, platinum editions, and they can get quite pricey.
Yeah, I just had one of the new F-150 Platinums. As a matter of fact, I may have one again for a few days over the holidays. I'm trying to get into all the North American Car and Truck of the Year finalists again to get a little bit more time and make sure that I'm comfortable with what I vote for. And that Platinum Edition is quite remarkable when you realize all that you get in technology and comfort. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, you can tow a ton and you can store a lot in the back. So, you know, this is where the pickups have gone. As a matter of fact, you know, you're seeing manufacturers that have dropped a lot of their entry-level base cab models from the past. Now it's all four doors and the like. The days of the cheap pickup have largely gone away, which is why I think we're going to see... Well, we'll talk about some of the smaller cabs in a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take a pit stop. We'll talk about trucks. We're going to talk about...
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts, explored, shared, and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
If you're listening on AM 800 CKLW Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, I really want to thank you so much for joining me here this week and every week on the broadcast. My studio phone is going off. Paper people are so excited because we have Paul Eisenstein with us from the DetroitBureau.com. And before the break, we were talking about a gamut of things, including the fact that pickup trucks have really gone into the luxury realm. The days of the old hose it out, bare bones pickup trucks are kind of a thing of the past. These new pickup trucks, Paul, as you and I know, some of them have some really fine luxury leather accoutrements and every entertainment and comfort and convenience device under the sun. No wonder lots of families are now. This is something that you wouldn't have thought about years ago. But, yeah, you know, I know for a fact there are families that utilize the luxury pickup trucks as their primary family vehicle.
Yeah, it's interesting. Actually, what I find all the more surprising, Bob, is it wasn't all that long ago that it seemed like the personal use pickup truck market was dying. If you recall back at the beginning of the decade, really in leading into the recession, it seemed like anybody who was buying a pickup truck for just personal use was moving away. They were going into SUVs or other vehicles, and largely pickup trucks were back to what they were originally being used for. People that had a need for them, either because they had a business, they had a farm, they had something where they needed to tow or the like. And that was one of the reasons that pickup truck sales nearly crashed and burned around the time of the recession. But right now, we're seeing people get back into them again for personal use as opposed to necessarily professional use.
Absolutely. Paul, let's talk about another story that has been making a lot of people happy, and that is the dip in the price of gasoline. We're seeing some numbers that we haven't seen in quite a long time. Tell us a little bit about the backstory here. Why are we seeing such a significant drop in the price of gasoline, and is this something that we can expect to roll on for a significant period of time?
Well, I did happen to read an interesting story today on the Associated Press. There was a meeting of OPEC leaders, and the folks from Saudi Arabia were saying that basically led us to believe that they're not in the mood for backing down anytime soon. There's a lot of pressure from some of the non-OPEC producers and a few of the OPEC producers to rein in production to drive up prices. You know, this whole thing on a geopolitical scale is pretty interesting. Russia's being hurt very badly by this. So is Venezuela. So is Iran. Three countries which I guess a lot of Americans would not shed many tears over them watching their budgets dry up because of the decline in oil prices. The Saudis insist they're not doing it for political reasons, but it's certainly hurting a lot of their enemies and many of ours. So how long this will go is very uncertain. But the simple reason is that there's a glut of oil out there. There's a lot more places producing it, and it seems like everybody is playing a game of chicken. Nobody wants to cut production to let the other guy have the oil flowing. So in the process, they're just taking less and less money. Oil is now down below $60 a barrel. I think it was well over $120, if I remember, at the peak. And I just saw in my neighborhood $2.09. I know that parts of Michigan are down below $1.99.
Wow.
I just read another story, which we'll probably pick up on in the next few days. Something like 24 states are reporting fuel prices, at least at some pumps, below $2 a gallon.
Those are incredible numbers, numbers that many of us, including myself, never thought we'd see again. But it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes down and plays out over the months ahead and certainly years ahead as well. Let's talk a little bit more about Russia. As you said, they're being hurt by the downfall in gasoline prices, the production of oil, and their economy in general is being damaged by sanctions and other things. And I understand a number of automakers are actually abandoning the market for, at least for the time being. And this was at one point an extremely hot place for the automakers.
Yeah, this is a very big story. Russia was seen as the next big market market. When you consider their population is in, 150, 200 million, I forget the exact number, they have a very, very low ownership rate of vehicles compared to the rest of Europe. They have a lot of money coming into the country. It's unfortunately a very polarized situation where people who have money have a lot. But the markets seem to be the big booms. You saw Nissan Renault Alliance go in there, buy up controlling share of Autovaz, the big producer. They're the largest makers now in the market. Ford has two plants, including one in St. Petersburg. It's hard to find a manufacturer that isn't in the Russian market. They've invested billions of dollars there, but the market has been teetering for a while because of the economy and all sorts of issues. Now we have sanctions and we have gas prices that are collapsing, and add to that the fact that the ruble just collapsed, down like 50% in just a few months. So the market is in desperate shape. Everybody's bleeding. Every manufacturer is bleeding money. They can't sell their cars at the current exchange rate and make money. They're losing a lot. And several of them, let's see, Audi, Jaguar Land Rover, and I think General Motors have actually temporarily stopped sales. Nissan is cutting back. Ford is cutting back. Several makers are limiting the number of vehicles they're selling there. And the situation could get worse.
Another story we'll continue to cover here on Auto World, and Paul will continue to cover at thedetroitbureau.com. Speaking of thedetroitbureau.com, before we go any further, remind the folks across the nation and around the world listening on the Internet about all the cool goodies that you offer. Folks, there's lots of cool stuff.
Well, the good thing is the site is free. We cover the auto industry from absolutely every angle, whether you are looking to buy or sell, you're just an enthusiast into muscle cars, or you're a serious automotive insider. You'll find news, reviews, features, and everything there. The site is free. So are our emails. You can get an alert every time there's a story or just a wrap-up every day, week, even month. We also send out Twitter feeds, and we have RSS feeds as well.
Excellent.
All free, by the way.
You can't argue with that. This is Auto World. I'm Bob, along with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of thedetroitbureau.com. We're talking about all the stories making headlines in the Motor City and around the world. And certainly in the last few months, we've heard a lot from Takata, the airbag maker. And I understand that they recently put out a full-page ad, and they also decided not to join Ford to recall nationally. Tell us more about this story, Paul.
This is a bizarre story. We have a supplier out of Japan, one of the largest suppliers of airbags in the world, linked to a major mess. As you know, Bob, there have been, I think it's now 5 people in the United States killed by these exploding airbags. They go off improperly, and it doesn't happen every time the bag's in place, but if they do go off badly, they send shrapnel into the passenger compartment, which is a major problem. We'll talk, I guess, a little bit more after the break.
Absolutely. We'll take a pit stop. A little Bob Seger.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, the number one spot on the internet for automotive and motorcycle gifts. And now you can save a full 15% off your entire order simply by using promo code BKG-Bob. That's BKG-Bob. Visit www.bustedknucklegarage.com.
AutoGeek.com is more than a website. It's a global community of auto enthusiasts. Join in on the fun with your geek brothers and sisters from around the world. Show off your vehicle, share your knowledge, participate in contests and giveaways, sell your vehicle, and locate great websites in our automotive-only search engine. AutoGeek.com is the place for all auto enthusiasts. Sign up today for your free membership at www.AutoGeek.com. www.AutoGeek.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Indeed. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is Bob Long. The name of the program is Auto World. Paul Eisenstein, one of our regular contributors, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, esteemed automotive journalist, and juror of the North American Car and Truck of the Year Awards, which will be given out at the Detroit Auto Show coming up not that far down the road in the month of January. So we'll be covering that as well, and we're going to talk about those nominees. But before that hard bottom of the hour break, I got so excited I wasn't watching the clock, but we started talking about Takata. This is the airbag maker that has really had some really significant problems, to say the least, with some absolutely horrific happenings with people being killed with these airbags exploding, and they've done a lot of backpedaling. But the most recent note on this is that they've taken out a full page ad claiming that they're going to do more. However, the supplier has declined to join Ford to expand the recall nationally. Paul, again, recap this Takata story. It's a very important one.
Yeah, it's very strange. They did take out full-page ads around the U.S. and in Germany, I believe, saying that they want to do more. This is doubly weird because, if you recall, they went before Congress just, 2 weeks ago and basically said there's no evidence to justify expanding the recall. So not just Ford, but Chrysler, Honda, Toyota, like think there's a whole long list of their customers who have wound up expanding the recall on their own despite Takata. So I don't fully understand what it is they're saying. We're not going to expand the recall in spite of our customers, but we're going to help you. That doesn't make an awful lot of sense. It seems to be a desperate PR measure. I have to say I've probably never dealt with a company that has done a worse job of public relations and consumer relations as Takata has. It seems to be a company that is absolutely clueless when it comes to dealing with this. Tone deaf is another way of describing them. I don't think they have a clue how much trouble they're in. The fact is, I think a lot of their customers are going to wind up walking away. It's going to be interesting to see if Takata survives after all the lawsuits, after customer defections, and customers, automakers that are just going to say, we can't work with you anymore.
Yeah, I would imagine we're going to see a lot of that, no question. If anybody has a question for Paul, you can dial up 855-660-4261 or email bob@boblongradio.com. Paul is one of the jurists of the North American Car and Truck of the Year Awards, and you guys have narrowed the field down to three nominees in the car segment and three in the truck SUV segment. Tell us about those nominees, Paul. And tell our listeners around North America a little bit about this award and the jury. It's quite unique. There are a lot of, it seems like every day there's more and more of these awards given out, but this one to me is the most special one of all because it's such a diverse jury.
Yeah, I agree, which is one of the reasons that I have remained on this and frankly turned down the opportunity to go and join on a couple of other juries out there. The North American Car and Truck of the Year jury, we're now, 21st year, I believe. Anyway, we've been around there for quite a while. And rather than having the individual bias of any one publication, not to say that that's a bad thing. Different publications have a different way of looking at what's the best car or truck or crossover or luxury vehicle. We have just two classes, car, passenger car, and truck / crossover. And you get a broad measure of what the media world thinks about what is the best. Because we have this year 57 jurors. So you have serious enthusiast publications represented. You have news outlets like my own. You have women's magazines, bloggers, you have news magazines, all sorts of things represented, and what comes up is, I think, a pretty darn good representation of what is the best of the best if you look back over our history. Now, the awards this year, the finalists for truck and utility vehicle are the Chevy Colorado, the Ford F-150, and here's an interesting one, the Lincoln MKC, mm-hmm. which I think took a lot of people by surprise. There was a surprise, at least one, in the North American Car of the Year finalists. Now, the Mustang certainly wasn't a surprise. I think most everybody expected the Volkswagen Golf, in this case family, to be on the list. But the other one was the Hyundai Genesis Sedan.
Mm.
It's the 22nd year, by the way. I just double-checked. Our 22nd year.
Yeah, quite a competitive field there. It's definitely going to be interesting to see how it all shakes down. My alma mater, Motor Trend, just gave their Truck of the Year award to the Chevy Colorado and its GMC sibling. This is an area that has been neglected for a lot of years, Paul, and I'm, for one, happy to see automakers starting to reconsider the smaller pickup truck, because I think there's definitely a market for it.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed that a couple of the other makers have not decided to go back to this segment. Right now it is, of course, the top dog in the field, Toyota, which will be bringing out an all-new Tacoma in just a matter of a couple weeks at the North American International Auto Show. You have Nissan, which is there with the Frontier, and we're expecting a new one from them in the not-too-distant future. And then GM with the Colorado Chevy Colorado, and the GMC Canyon. Will we see something from Chrysler? I've talked with a few of their executives, and they keep telling me they want to get back into it. They haven't found a business case. I think that could change if the GM numbers pick up, if they, pardon the pun, and we see strong sales there, and if the market segment in general picks up. And Ford right now is still sticking with the F-150, but they have a Ranger that they could adapt to the U.S. market. It'll be tough, but could they come in? Yeah, I think if the market really boomed again, you would probably see Ford back as well.
Another cool story that you must check out at thedetroitbureau.com is about a rear view mirror, but not your ordinary rear view mirror. This is the world's first streaming video rear view mirror. And the folks at Cadillac are set to debut this. Are they going to be debuting it at CES in Las Vegas, or are they going to do this at the auto show?
You know, that's a good question. I don't remember if they've said exactly where they're going to be showing it off. At the moment, I think they're only putting out a press release, and they won't be showing it for a while. I think we're going to have to wait till later next year when they officially introduce the new CT6, their new flagship sedan, which is where that mirror will be displayed. Now, we should talk about the details of this, Bob, because I'm sure you agree the idea of having a streaming rearview mirror is a real breakthrough.
It sure is. Very cool stuff, Paul. Tell our listeners all about this technology.
Well, here's the deal. The idea is to have give the driver an alternative. You can toggle the switch, and you have a standard rearview mirror, which, by the way, is required by law right now. You can't have video only. And if you flip the toggle the other way, you get a streaming mirror. It's an LCD, very high resolution display. It looks like your mirror. You would look at it, and you might not even know at first that it is, in fact, just an LCD display. The camera is mounted on the back deck. And here's where it gets interesting. It is not just high resolution and programmed to avoid things like flare. It can counteract people with their brights on. It gives you, supposedly, they claim, a better image at night. But the lens is also coated with something called a hydrophobic coating. This is a material that actually sheds water and dirt. If you get mud on it, it'll literally slough right off.
No kidding. What a cool piece of technology, and can't wait to see this world's first streaming video rearview mirror in Cadillac coming in the not-too-distant future, the premium luxury sedan known as the CT6. We'll take a pit stop and then more of Auto World around the bend.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone. InvestYourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing InvestYourself.com, and I guarantee this is the only newsletter that provides the truth, it's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at investyourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to investyourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's investyourself.com, investyourself.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Paul Eisenstein, one of our regular contributors, is with us, and we're taking your emails and your questions for Paul via the telephone at our regular number, 855-660-4261, or email bob at boblongradio.com. Got a couple of email questions here for Paul, but since we are so proud to be on AM 800 CKLW, the information station, some good news for the folks in Michigan. I understand Toyota is going to be plowing some significant funds into their facilities in the great state of Michigan.
Yeah, I think it's something like another $125 million that they're dumping into the Detroit area. People forget that Toyota has a fairly heavy presence in Michigan. They have an engineering center not far from Ann Arbor. They've got a test track outside that area as well. So they've been expanding steadily, and it's not surprising. We think of this as the home of the big three, but when you start looking around, because of all the suppliers and everything based here, more and more come. It's a center of gravity for engineering, particularly when it comes to things related to emissions and fuel economy and the like. So there's more and more jobs going in into the metro area. The question is whether more people will be putting money back into the Motor City proper, the city of Detroit. And the good news is there's a lot of jobs going back in there. As a matter of fact, Bob, if you get out here, I think you're coming out for the Detroit Auto Show.
I
recommend you take a tour of the city if you get a chance. I think people are being stunned by how Detroit is starting to come back. Certainly the downtown, midtown area, and a few others still has got its problems, but there's a lot of money going in. Restaurants opening up, businesses opening up, a big entrepreneurial scene, a big art scene of all things, and a lot of people, here's a surprise, moving back. back into the city, certainly in the downtown and midtown area.
Well, that's great news. I have a lot of love for Michigan and all the folks there. It's been very kind to me on a number of fronts. I've had a number of really significant things happen to me while I was in Michigan, Paul. Certainly when I got my MotorTrend job, it was there in Michigan. When I found out my wife was expecting, I was there in Michigan, and a number of other personal items. So the folks there are great, and it's so good to hear the fact that things are coming back. I spent a little bit of time with a gentleman I mentioned earlier, Camillo Pardo, the designer of the Ford GT, now focusing more on his artwork out at SEMA, and he was telling me the exact same thing, that the art community and the city of Detroit is really bouncing back, and that's great news for everybody. We got an email question for Paul.
Stunning.
It really is. Henry in San Jose, California wants to know, is it true that Acura is going to unveil their NSX sports car at the Detroit Auto Show? And does Paul have any idea of the pricing on this vehicle and the performance of this vehicle?
Yeah, a couple of quick answers to that. Yes, it is debuting at the Detroit Auto Show, and if you go to thedetroitbureau.com, go up to the search engine, type NSX, you will get our story, a latest story we did. I have a little bit of inside information on it. We don't have a hard price. We do expect that it will be running in six figures. Mr. Mendel, John Mendel, who I mentioned earlier, did confirm that much. How much over six, I just don't know yet. Performance. Again, they'll be talking hard numbers at the show. For those who aren't familiar with it, the new NSX is going to be using a very interesting powertrain system, V6, turbocharged V6, high performance, with three electric motors. It's sort of the reverse of the system that they have in some of their other vehicles, the electric super handling all-wheel drive that you see, for example, in the new MDX. The gas engine and the single motor will be on the back axle in this case. Two electric motors up front, one for each wheel, that will allow incredible torque vectoring. This thing will literally pull you through a corner. I've driven a prototype. It is remarkable. It's like driving a slot car rather than something on wheels. It is just amazing to feel how fast you can take a turn. Numbers, I'm expecting below 3.5 seconds, 0 to 60, a fair bit below 3.5 seconds. Horsepower numbers, I don't know, because I would expect it's going to have a ridiculously high power-to-weight ratio, but we don't know yet what the weight is going to be.
It's going to be interesting.
That's the big thing. Hey, Bob, by the way, before I forget, let me just tell your listeners, since there's a lot that will want to read about this, we will have a special report going up at midnight tonight. We're off embargo at that point on the new CTS-V, not the ATS-V, which we just saw previewed, the new CTS-V. And when you see the horsepower numbers on this thing, your jaw is going to drop.
I can't wait to find out about those horsepower numbers at thedetroitbureau.com. As we've touched on many, many times, we certainly are living in the golden era, Paul, with some incredible horsepower numbers and incredible fuel economy numbers, too, from some of these machines. I mean, who would believe that Z06 Corvette, 650 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque, and, of course, the Hellcat engine with 707 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque, the new upcoming Shelby GT500, GT350, I should say, Mustang, normally aspirated in excess of 500 horsepower. It is a great time to be an automotive enthusiast.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what, when you see some of the stuff that's coming at the Detroit Auto Show, you're going to be stunned, because the days of muscle in the past, nothing like what we see today.
Absolutely. I encourage anybody out there who is in that good position of having good credit and a good job that, you know, don't wait to get one of these vehicles while they're available, because I think we're going to have a period here of some extremely wonderful high-performance vehicles, and how long they're going to stay in the marketplace is to be determined, as the federal government has some pretty significant fuel economy numbers that are staring down the are basically challenging the automakers for 2025. But this is just a wonderful time. But certainly,
yeah, now Bob, here's the thing, Bob. The new NSX is a great example of what could keep muscle alive in well into the future. The fact that they are going to a three-motor hybrid system. Now, this won't be a plug-in, but you're starting to see also plug-in hybrid supercars. And look at the new Tesla Model S. This is going to be the one with the all-wheel drive system. You can order the high-performance version, which has 0 to 60 times in the, that are equivalent to a McLaren P1 on a battery car.
Yep.
So I don't think muscle's going to go away.
Hallelujah. I'm all for that. Another question here. This one comes from Bill, listening on KLID in Missouri. And he wants to know a little bit about the new Mustang. He says, I am very much interested in the new Mustang. How would Paul compare it to the Camaro and the Challenger?
Right now, I think the Mustang, purely on a drivability sense, is the winner of this this class. It is just an amazing vehicle. That rear suspension changed. You know, they went to the independent rear. It really changes the whole game. I had the chance to drive it and drive it hard up in the Angeles Mountains north of Los Angeles recently. And I've driven regular Mustangs. I've driven Camaros and others up there. And It was an eye-opening experience, being able to charge into corners rather than have to break through them as you normally would with the old Mustang and even with the Camaro. If you haven't driven one, I suggest you find a way to get into one. If you're looking for one, even if you're a Camaro fan, you may be changing your mind. A lot of people are going to be sticking to one or the other because they're brand loyal, and some people may like there's still a little bit higher performance versions of the Camaro out there. But as we saw with the announcement that they're going to launch the GT500, we're going to see some even higher performance versions of the Mustang coming in the near future. It's a great race, and it's going to be increasingly tough for everybody out there. Every maker will be in a race again for horsepower, but also now for handling. It's not just about raw horsepower numbers anymore. That's the great part. The handling of these vehicles is better than ever as well.
Lots of enthusiasts chiming in here today on Auto World. Tony in Seattle, Washington, wants to know if either one of us has driven the Corvette Z06. I have not. Paul, I imagine you've had some seat time.
No, I haven't, but I will be having some seat time. At the beginning of the year, I'm going out to the Consumer Electronics Show and going to get a chance to drive the Z06, among other things, on the Spring Mountain Racetrack, about an hour outside of Las Vegas. So we'll have to talk about that sometime early in the year.
Absolutely. I'm also going to CES. I got to see if I can somehow wrangle my way into that opportunity as well. But, Paul, thank you so much for your time here today. Happy holidays, and we'll be talking with you real soon.
Happy holidays to you and to all the listeners, Bob. Talk to you in the new year.
That's going to do it for this
award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.